diving into what's happening in the world of technology, I had mentioned earlier that the Qualcomm Elite X Series chip is now out, and it is in multiple laptops that you can actually go and buy. I love this, because this now means that finally Windows laptops can now compete with Apple's M Series. I mean, it's been way, way too long that Apple switched to their Apple Silicon chip, and they moved from x86, which was being used mostly by Intel, actually everybody else, everybody within the market. Every laptop was functioning off of x86 chips, which are not energy efficient. They're not graphically efficient, or even in terms of their neural processing, they're not very quick in the way that those chips were designed. Everything was separate. The GPU, the CPU, and the NPU were all scattered. They weren't designed to be efficient and to be closely packed in one place, right? Which means that it's a lot less traveling distance. So now with these new chips from Qualcomm, which we've spoken about them before, now this means that Windows laptops can finally compete with the Apple, particularly from the M3 going upwards, if I remember correctly. So I know that Asus has released a device that's running on this new Qualcomm Elite chip, as well as Dell. Dell, as well as, I know that Windows is about to release theirs. I think the Vivo, I forgot what it's called, the one that was released by Asus. But these devices exist now within the market, and you can purchase them. They have long battery life. They have very good graphics. They can play, even the most basic of chips, of these chips, can play games in a very good way. Obviously, they do have a few negatives, just like the Apple M1 did. It wasn't very good with graphics when it came out, and then Apple continued to improve up until they came out with the M3 Ultra, or was it the M2 Ultra and Max, which those had more graphic power for those who do video edits, for those who do gaming, for those who do animations on their workstations, right? Yeah, so this is very, very, very exciting for me, because I love seeing companies compete in this way, and Apple has had a huge advantage and lead in this ARM race, the race to moving laptops towards ARM machines. So definitely check those out and see if they pique your interest. In other news, Meta's Thread API for developers. So Meta has made the Threads API, Threads being their app for that is basically competing against Twitter. So it's called Threads, and it belongs to Meta, which also owns Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp. So the Threads API has been made available to all developers, enabling more extensive integration and development opportunities within its ecosystem. So this means that Threads as a platform is going to now develop a lot faster, and it's going to allow developers to integrate Threads into their platform. So for example, if someone is building a website, they can integrate Threads into that website, or is building a game or whatever other community, it'll be much easier to integrate Threads into other communities and platforms. Another thing that I hope this means is the fact that Threads is now going to be able to bring in more features, which is one thing that a lot of people have been complaining about when it comes to Threads. Now, I don't use Threads. I don't use it even within a month or 3 months. I can go without using it. But I am rooting for it, particularly because I know that the more competition there is within the market, the better. If Threads is going to compete against X, which is, well, Twitter, which is now known as X, if Threads is going to compete against it, then definitely Threads is going to need it's going to need to become and give competition to Twitter, so that the rest of us have a good experience. And then the last one, we're going to be later talking about how young people can contribute to their communities and to their societies. And for now, though, I wanted to talk briefly about Amazon's labor law violation. So Amazon has been fined nearly $6 million for violations of state labor laws designed to protect warehouse workers. This follows a series of legal and ethical challenges faced by the company regarding its labor practices. This is the thing that we're going to be talking about, right? The idea that when you have a business that grows, you shouldn't have be so spineless as to have a company that actually doesn't make people's lives better, but instead contributes to making people's lives worse. And this is what I think Amazon is being fined for here. And it's also interesting to note that this is also built within our policies that govern and regulate organizations and companies. So, question I'm going to leave with you is, are you excited about the Qualcomm X Elite chip and the fact that Apple is finally going to have competition and that a lot of Windows users will not need to switch anymore in order to get the very same power and strength and graphics?